Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. The All-American tally for the Sunflower State has reached double digits with the conclusion of 16U Greco competition, where Kansas came in with three All-Americans in Ezekiel Witt, who placed third at 94 pounds, Nick Treister, who finished as national runner-up at 113 pounds, and big man Sebastian Lopez, who actually has yet to go in his third and fourth place match at 285. That trio of All-Americans joins 16U girls, Nicole Redman, who finished in sixth place at 127, Olivia Steen, who was third at 164, and Grace Johns, who finished with a sixth place showing at 180 pounds. In 16U freestyle action on the guys' side, the aforementioned Treister finished in eighth place at 113, and Lopez was seventh at 285. Junior freestyle had a pair of All-Americans in Dylan Elmore, who finished in 8th place at 152, and Jared Sima, who finished in 6th place at 182 pounds. Yesterday, it was Steen again. She doubled up and was 6th place in the junior division at 164. Before we get to our All-Americans from 16U Greco, I have a special guest checking in. It's Jace Kelzer, the University of Northern Colorado wrestler, was the last Fargo national champion when he won the 16U Greco national title at 106 pounds in 2016. That championship was part of six All-American finishes at Fargo for the Olathe South grad. Jace, welcome to Airtime.
Hey, how are you doing? Glad to be here.
Good. I imagine this time of year will always bring back good memories from you from the time reaching the podium in Fargo. What does your Fargo success mean to you now that you have moved on to a bigger stage, NCAA Division I college wrestling?
That's a great question. Of course, this time of year, it's definitely one of the most fun, I think. It's just a culmination of kind of the entire summer. A lot of folk style seasons aren't as exciting as a freestyle Greco season. I think Fargo just brings a different kind of aura to it. Very high energy, high pace. I mean, people make their dreams come true here all the time, each and every single year. It was pretty heartbreaking not having it last year, and I think that just made the tensions rise even more for this summer. Even though I'm not competing, it's always fun just to watch everybody else. I mean, even now, I don't really know a whole lot of names in either division, but it's still just fun to watch a lot of really high-level wrestling. I think the way it impacts me now is just kind of just reminds me of where I've been and how far I've come. It doesn't really feel like that long ago. I feel like it was just yesterday. I kind of remember everything from it. But I carry that with me now, just having the confidence going in each and every single match, knowing these are the same exact guys that I wrestled back in high school, in a sense. So I think that's huge. I think knowing, you know, you're at the top and knowing that you can still continue to be at that same top tier of wrestling as you were.
So on the guy's side, you are the last Fargo national champion for Team Kansas. Marissa Patterson is the latest, as she won in 2017 on the girls' side. Take us back to 2016 when you came out on top in the Greco competition. What do you remember most from that, and what was it like to be on the stage?
Man, I think just the anticipation. I think I went into that tournament knowing I was going to leave on top. I don't think I had anything other than top of the podium on my mind. I knew I was either going to walk out of there on top, or they're going to have to kill me, really. That was kind of my mindset. It was, I know the year before I had a really big heartbreaker finals match. It was really quick, and I said I never wanted to feel that ever again. So I was on a mission that 16 year. I was coming off a folk style title. I actually took a loss at Cadet Duels that year. I think I went like 15-1, and I think I used that as a motivator to be like, hey, like, you're still going to have to earn this. And I was looking for that triple crown. Obviously, I didn't finish that third leg. But, you know, I've always really, really loved Greco. And it's just always been really fun for me. So I knew going into that tournament, I had a lot of confidence. And I knew I wasn't going to really let anybody take that away from me. I had a lot of really great matches against a lot of high-level opponents. And, you know, in the end, it came out in my favor. And it was just a lot of fun, really.
Right. Well, since your title, we've knocked on the door. Wyatt Hendrickson and Clay Loud have put together great performances the past couple of years. Kyle Haas, Jared Sima, they made the finals in recent years. And now Nick Treister just lost a heartbreaker minutes ago in the finals this afternoon. What will it take for us to break through with our next national champion at Fargo?
I don't think it's necessarily we need to break through. I think we're already there. I think Kansas is a really, really tough state. We're underestimated a lot most of the time. And I think I think one thing that we could do is those kids that make the finals, that they know they're supposed to be there. They're there for a reason. And just because they're from Kansas doesn't really mean anything. I don't care if you're wrestling a guy from Pennsylvania or Minnesota, New Jersey, doesn't really matter where they're from because you're there for a reason. And I think sometimes we kind of get caught up in the moment of just making the finals like we're not supposed to be there. The moment you realize you're right where you're supposed to be, when you make that finals match, it's I think that's the most enlightening moment is when you know, all right, I'm here, but I still have I got one last thing I got to do. So when we're not surprised when we catch ourselves in the finals, because I know I have a lot of faith in Kansas and my teammates, and I always have. And I think whenever they make the finals, instead of being shocked or happy or satisfied with just making the finals, that they really realize like, hey, my job's not done yet. So I think that's the biggest thing. And honestly, just watching Nick's match just now, I think he knew that. Those 2 minute periods are weird. They're short. Kid got one big move really, and I think Nick was the much better wrestler. I think he came in really prepared, and it was just just bad things happen. And I think that's the only thing that really happened to Nick there. So.
Yeah, well, great thoughts and a great assessment of the Treister Finals match for sure. So, well, we appreciate you taking the time to check in. On behalf of the Kansas Wrestling Community, I want to wish you the best at Northern Colorado University as you pursue D1 All-American honors and continued academic honors as well. Thanks for coming on, Jace.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
We have two of our three medalists have finished. We have Ezekiel Witt from Junction City. He was third at 94 pounds, and Nick Treister finished as national runner-up at 113 pounds. And we have big man Sebastian Lopez yet to go in his third and fourth place match at 285. Joining us now is All-American Ezekiel Witt, who finished with a dominating 10-3 victory in his third place match. Zeke, welcome to the program.
Hello.
So you dominated in your consolation finals match. You earned the first points early and never looked back. Tell me about your mentality as you approach that match. And what is your assessment now that you have had time to kind of let the whole tournament soak in?
My mentality going into that is I wanted to wrestle how I usually wrestle, and I just wanted to do the best I could, and I just wanted to feel that I had given my best, win or lose, that I gave 100% and did the best I could.
Awesome. Okay. And kind of speaking of that mentality, that brings me to my next question. So you went 2-2 in freestyle earlier this week. Your two losses were very close, 2 point losses in each of those two matches. Did that provide extra motivation for you going into the Greco competition? And if so, how did it change your approach to your matches in Greco?
It made me want to try even harder just to show people that I may not be amazing at folk freestyle, but I can do way better at Greco.
Okay, and you certainly proved that to be true. So you're going to be a sophomore at Junction City High School this fall. What are your goals as you look to the 2021-22 season?
I'm trying to become a top four placer again, hopefully make it in the finals this year. And everyone's goal is obviously to go undefeated, but I would like to go undefeated, but I just want to wrestle up there, and I want to be top three in the state and do the best I can.
All right. Well, we've been visiting with Ezekiel Witt, 2021 Fargo All-American at 94 pounds. He finished in third place in the 16U Greco competition. Thanks for joining in.
Thank you.
Joining us now is Nick Treister, who finished as national runner-up at 113 pounds in the 16U division. Nick, I know you just got off the mat, 15 minutes ago or so, and haven't had a lot of time to kind of process it, but you performed really well in the finals. If it wasn't for, one move, I think the outcome would have been much different. What's your assessment of the match in the finals?
Other than the headlock that was thrown, I felt like I wrestled well. I didn't really let him get into any underhooks like he wanted to. He couldn't hit any arm spins. I mean, I knew that there was a headlock that he had, and so I basically just stepped in with an underhook, and he threw the headlock, so that's kind of what put me out of the match. Other than that, I don't really think I wrestled bad, but that's kind of how I see the match.
Really, and from my seat, I think that's a pretty fair assessment there. I think positionally, strategically, you did a very good job, and it's just it kind of came down to that one one move there, and as it does sometimes in Greco, but really an outstanding performance. We're very, very proud of you making the finals. Tell me a little bit, go back to your quarters and semis matches, especially as semis match, there was a little, you know, a little controversy involved there, but they're very tight matches in both the quarters and the semis. So take me back to those matches and just kind of your pre-finals competition overall in Greco.
In both those matches, no matter what was going on during the match or what the scores were, I kept wrestling to the whistle blew at the end, which is what basically you saw in both matches. In the quarters, I was able to lock up a trap arm gut after he threw a headlock, and then in the semis, he hit a chest like a head pinch, and I came around and dumped him for an exposure too.
It's kind of interesting, your assessment of that, and I wasn't going to bring it up, but I want to go back to your consolation match where you had the Pennsylvania kid, you got your hand raised and they threw the brick and they overturned it. Did that play in at all to your mentality of your saying of wrestling whistle to whistle? Was that thought in your mind at all during those matches, the quarters and the semis of Greco?
Yeah, definitely. Well, when they threw the challenge, or when we threw the challenge brick in the semifinals in the Greco match, I immediately was thinking back to that match and was like, well, hopefully it goes my way this time. But Kepley and Laser and Bilby kept telling me to just keep wrestle through the entire match. And so that's kind of what I was doing, just wrestling all 4 minutes.
Now that you've been on that big stage, literally and figuratively, what do you think it's going to take next year as you come in to have that mentality of winning a national championship? What do you think it's going to take?
Just training and having the confidence to know that I can hang with the best in the country. And with that, it can definitely help me to grow as a wrestler and just keep working hard on the mat in the wrestling room.
You know, you have two state titles behind your name. Double Fargo All-American, national finalist now, so you're definitely on that path, and we look forward to seeing more out of you in the future. Thanks for joining us today, and congratulations, Double All-American Nick Treister of Newton.
Thank you.
With us live from the Fargo Dome is 16U Double All-American Sebastian Lopez of Garden City. Well, they handed out individual awards, turned on the lights, and were blasting the Pennsylvania Polka as you were finishing your consolation finals match. You were the last match of the 16U competition for Fargo 2020-21. In your match for third, you came out strong and midway through the first period, scored a takedown, and then went to work on top and lit up the scoreboard. You were up 8-0 at break, and then in the second period, you basically held position and held your opponent at bay and finished with an 8-1 win to finish in third place with a 5-1 record in Greco competition. What's your takeaway from Fargo 2021?
Yeah, it was a great experience, you know, going out with these guys and wrestling the best out of the country. It was really something special.
So you finished in third place during the high school season during your freshman campaign. I'm sure you are looking for your first of three state titles in 2022. What does the Fargo experience do for you in that quest?
It gives me confidence in knowing that I can wrestle with the best around the country, and it makes me more confident for Kansas, so yeah.
So what's your plans for the rest of the summer?
Probably take a little break and then start doing football.
So we have been visiting with 2021 16U Fargo All-American in both freestyle and Greco, Sebastian Lopez of Garden City. Thanks for jumping on, and on behalf of the Kansas wrestling community, congratulations and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Next, we want to welcome a familiar voice to the program. It's James Bilby. He's a coach and team leader for Team Kansas. Coach, welcome to the program again.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, just give us kind of a recap of the 16U Greco. You know, you had mentioned that you're kind of hoping for a few more All-Americans, and gosh, we finished with two third placers and a runner-up. Really high placers, and again, one more All-American than we did in freestyle. So what's your assessment of the 16U Greco competition?
Coach, I think we did good. Obviously, we had three guys perform at a very high level, two of which, you know, finished the day strong, third place. Ezekiel Witt made a heck of a run backside. He lost, I think, in the quarters and just caught fire, and you could just see his confidence grow. And he's been, you know, at this level, being a UWW runner-up. And then you got Sebastian, you know, Green. And, you know, he's probably got 15 Greco matches lifetime, but, you know, that's what we told him from the gate was, hey, if you put in the hard work this summer and you can believe in yourself and, you know, we believe you've got the potential to do some great things and be our closer, if you want to call it that, you know, a closer on our dual team for the next four summers. And, you know, testament to him and his folks, they bought all in and he reaped the rewards. And then Nick Treister, heck of a run, made the finals. You know, he's been in the finals before. He was a schoolboy freestyle champion in 2019. And so this time Greco, and he got second in Greco before. And, you know, I think he out-wrestled the kid from Minnesota. We all believe that. He got hit with a pretty good headlock. But I think for 3 minutes and about 58 seconds, Nick out-wrestled the guy. But what a performance by him. And so I think it really sets up our junior lineup for next year, because we got the closer, like Coach Robinson said when he brought in Lesnar, and we got that in Sebastian Lopez. And we got a two lightweight guys, Witt and Treister, who are, you know, have, you know, the credentials, and they're just tough. So I think overall our guys came firing. We got three. Our juniors are looking good. I think I told you we were hoping for six. We kind of raised that ante to eight, so we're hoping we can get five out of the juniors, but we'll see. We're really happy. You know, we finished 15th and 16 U Greco. We thought we had a chance to get in the top 10, but with three guys, it was a good performance. So we're kind of getting to where we thought we could be, I guess, but we were kind of hoping to get in the top 10.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for that recap. I look forward to getting you one more time tomorrow. The junior Greco wraps up, and that wraps up Fargo 2021 for all divisions and tomorrow. So, I like I said before, it's been about a month and a half for you up there, but hang in there and push through, and let's get a few more All-Americans.
We will, Coach. One guy to watch for is Matthew Rodriguez out of Southeast Saline. He's in the round of 16, and he's kind of our dark horse candidate that we see doing some stuff. And we got some talented guys backside, like Damian Mendez, who's been an All-American before, so, and Cale Alderman. So we got some guys in the hunt front and back, so I hope when we talk again, we got more than five guys to talk about. So, but fingers crossed, and hopefully those guys compete hard.
All right, Coach Bilby, until tomorrow.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate you.